USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A phone call President Trump had months ago now coming to light. New York Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney releasing notes Friday from a call Trump had with Justice Department officials in December. According to the handwritten notes taken by a DOJ official, Trump told former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen to say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me, that being Trump. Maloney says the notes show Trump directly instructed our nation's top law enforcement agency to take steps to overturn a free and fair election. A Texas Republican sworn in as the nation's newest federal lawmaker, Congressman Jake Elzey, taking the oath of office Friday after winning a runoff election. Early polls showed him down double digits, but he tells CBS News people responded to his positive message.
We've been under COVID for a year and a half, racial strife within our country, and I think that a positive message about our country and its future appeals to people even in 2021.
He defeats the widow of Ron Wright, who held the seat until his death in February. This is USA Radio News.
Attention Medicare beneficiaries. Are you getting all the benefits you need? If you have Medicare, you may now be able to get new benefits. Benefits may include eyeglasses, wellness visits, gym membership, meal delivery, and hearing aids with low copay. To find out which benefits you qualify for and to find out if you're getting the benefits that you deserve, you need to call Best Medicare. Our licensed insurance agents can look up your current benefits and tell you what additional benefits are available to you. It's easy. Just one call. Tell us the deductibles you prefer, the doctors you want to see, and if you want prescription drug coverage. The service is free and you have no obligation. You may even find plans with zero monthly plan premiums, zero copays on many services, and zero deductibles. You deserve every medical care coverage benefit out there, and we'll help you get them. Call 800-808-8323. 800-808-8323. That's 800-808-8323. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
The head of the CDC responding to concerns about border security. With southern states reporting more COVID infections recently, there is fear unvaccinated people crossing the border illegally are adding to the problem. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on Fox News Friday.
You know, I would say that the percentages in the southern part of this country are really quite high, and I don't necessarily think we can attribute all of that to what's going on at the southern border. I think what we really need to do is spend our time getting our communities vaccinated, to getting our individuals vaccinated, to prevent disease from transmitting our community.
New Orleans, one of the southern cities hit hard by COVID. Mayor LaToya Cantrell saying Friday the pandemic is raging out of control and case numbers have reached what she calls a very dangerous number. Disney announcing Friday all salaried and non-union hourly workers who work on-site in the U.S. must be fully vaccinated within 60 days. This comes after the company announced this week that all guests are required to wear masks indoors. Time runs out in Washington to extend a federal eviction moratorium. Efforts to extend it failing Friday as House Democrats can't get enough support before going on a six-week recess. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A California court rules against a law that says nursing home staff must use the patient's chosen pronoun or gender. Here's Wendy King.
California's 3rd District Court of Appeal has struck down a provision in a state law that made it a crime for staff members at nursing homes to willfully and repeatedly fail to use a resident's preferred name or pronouns after clearly being informed of the preferred name or pronoun. The court says the provision violates the employee's freedom of speech. It was enacted in 2017 by the state legislature as part of the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Long-Term Care Facility Residents Bill of Rights. Intentionally using the wrong name or pronoun was a misdemeanor with a maximum punishment of 180 days in jail and a $2,500 fine. Justice Elena Duarte said, "We recognize that misgendering may be disrespectful, discourteous, and insulting, and used as an inartful way to express an ideological disagreement with another person's expressed gender identity." She also wrote that the provisions restrict more speech than is necessary to achieve the government's compelling interest in eliminating discrimination. The decision upholds a separate provision mandating that when assigned rooms based on gender, long-term care facilities and their staffs must make decisions based only on a transgender resident's gender identity. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
American swimmer Caleb Dressel has a gold medal and a world record after winning the 100-meter butterfly Saturday, his 3rd gold medal of the Tokyo Olympics. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.